Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we take an episode from the book of Daniel that expresses God's protection in a very dangerous situation. We read from the book of Daniel chapter 6, verses 16 and 17. Then the king gave the command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you faithfully serve, deliver you." A stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of the lords, so that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. The book of Daniel was written in a context of persecution, we know. Antiochus Epiphanes IV, the Syrian king who tried to eradicate faith, the Jewish faith, from the people and make idol worship a common law in the land, persecuted the Jews who did not obey his laws. So behind this Antiochus Epiphanes is the picture, is the king who stands behind many of the figures in the book of Daniel, be it Nebuchadnezzar or in the present story, King Darius. So the book was written with the intention of encouraging people to remain faithful to their belief, their God, their religion, and to resist with all their might the persecution, and do not succumb to idol worship. Here the story of Daniel is placed in the reign of Darius, the Persian king. Daniel is presented as the chief officer of the king. He is a Jew, but he became the most important official of the king because he was faithful to the king, and he was an obedient, faithful, trustworthy person. Because he was obedient and trustworthy, who did not participate in the crimes of the other officials, others hated him. They considered him as a threat, and they wanted somehow to discredit Daniel in front of the king and maybe eliminate him from life. So, hiding their real purpose, they approached the king with the proposal of making a new law. And the law, it was suggested that for 1 month, the entire nation should be worshipping only Darius and no other god. This was for no purpose, no use of the people, only to trap this God-fearing Daniel. King Darius, without knowing the evil intentions of the officers, made an edict, and a law that was passed by the Persian king could not be repealed even by the king himself. Daniel was very unhappy about this law, but he did not obey it. He continued praying to his God. And the officials detected Daniel praying to another God, and this was reported to the king, and the king was very sad about it, but he could not change his law. So Daniel was put in prison with the lions, or he was thrown into the lion's den. And the den was closed and sealed so that he could not escape. Even without that, he would not have escaped. Hungry lions would have devoured him at the very moment. So in a situation where the official of the king was thrown into the lion's pit, everything would seem to have ended. This could be a situation even today, especially officers, government officers, people who are in responsible positions, who try to be just and honest and law-abiding, might find their position being attacked by jealous officers, people who somehow try to avoid obeying the law, people who take bribes, people who somehow break the law, would become jealous and angry about the law-abiding officers. Here, the government officer, Daniel, is in the den of lions. But God came down. God came down at the last moment. When he was thrown into the lion's den, the lions did not eat him, did not hurt him. God closed the mouths of the lion. This could happen even today. When you stand for justice, when you stand for righteousness, to defend the weak, to defend justice, work honestly, might be you feel like in lion's den. But remember, God is with you. God is with those who act honestly. And ultimately, truth will prevail. Satyameva Jayate. That is the Indian sages. They are hope, they are faith that the truth will prevail. God will be with us. And this should give us hope. This should give us the strength to stand for truth and justice. Amen.